This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters may face a significant decision about taxes this fall. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
An initiative proposed for the November election would limit the growth of property taxes to 3% annually for many Colorado owners. Language for the measure was approved on Wednesday. The supporters would have to gather about 125,000 signatures to get the constitutional amendment on the ballot. It's backed by the influential business nonprofit Colorado Concern and a bipartisan pair of state lawmakers. However, progressive groups say that it could put a long-term pinch on state services like education. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado school nutrition directors say Congress's failure to extend pandemic-related federal waivers will mean more hungry children and less money for schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
For the past 2 years, the waivers allowed schools to serve free meals to all students. Schools must return to serving them only to families who qualify. For example, a family of four earning $42,000 or less. Daniel Bach with the Greeley Evans School District says many more families on the bubble will face this choice now.
Can they provide a school meal to send with their kids, or can they pay the utility bill?
She says school districts will also feel the squeeze on their general education funds because pre-pandemic, most had to dip into those to cover food costs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Joanne Allen got her first taste of journalism writing for her high school newspaper in Alabama. Now, after a long career in public radio, Joanne is retiring from CPR. Today marks her last as host of All Things Considered. Hear her for the final time this evening, starting at 4 o'clock.